Demonstrations and a shutdown marked the day the Indian Army entered Kashmir for the first time on the 27th day of October in 1947. Muslim-majority Kashmir is located between the Hindu India and Muslim Pakistan. In 1947, the Hindu ruler of Kashmir, Hari Singh, sought military assistance from India to fight tribesmen who had infiltrated Kashmir. He then acceded to India to get the military assistance. At that time, the government of India offered to conduct a referendum to determine the future status of Kashmir. But the vote was never held, and things led to the first war between India and Pakistan. While India believes the accession of Kashmir to India has been finalized and is now irreversible, Pakistan maintains that the accession is fraudulent and rejects the whole thing, arguing that the Indian military arrived before any accession was signed. Islamabad insists that the United Nations Security Council should adopt a comprehensive resolution to hold free, fair and impartial election to let the people of Kashmir decide their future.
The then Prime Minister of India, late Jawaharlal Nehru, he has given in Lal Chowk, Srinagar, a promise and pledge to the people of Jammu and Kashmir that we will withdraw our forces and we will give you a chance so that you will decide your future, whether you want to be with India or exit to Pakistan. But they are not ready to fulfill those promises and those pledges.
Over the past six decades, the people of Kashmir have launched protests and shutdowns on this day against the Indian control of their homeland. Kashmir is still a serious bone of contention between India and Pakistan. Since 1947, the two have fought two full-blown wars over the region.
Almost six and a half decades after Kashmir came under Indian control, Kashmiris are still calling on India to fulfill its obligations and promises. People here believe as long as the vote on the fate of Kashmir is not held, the territory is under illegal Indian occupation. Shahanabad, Press TV, Indian-controlled Kashmir.